Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, am I excited? Yes, of course I am. It's another hump day, and I'm got to tell you like this, I'm excited to be getting over that hump. Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you're just tuning in, call in at 213-559-2995. Press the number 1 if you want to participate in tonight's topic. But tonight, we're going to be talking about just questioning your motives. Why the music industry? And before we get into it, I'd like to go ahead and cover the show, as we always do right here. Lord, let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short, so listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow's not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program. In Jesus' name, as we go forward, amen. All right, guys, tonight, I'm just questioning your motives. Why the music industry? You know, because the music industry is really the most resistant path. And although sometimes it's perceived as the least resistance, I can tell you like this. Once you've arrived to a successful plateau, yes, the fame and the fortune, then you're on a truly a road to success. But unfortunately, it's not a single step that helped you get there. It's not an abracadabra. It's not hocus pocus. It's not magic in any form or way. It's strategic planning. It's a road map. It's putting a team together and getting in with the right resources and making things happen. That's how it goes. All right. I got on deck with me, I have Brother Anon. Brother Anon, welcome to Hip Hop National. Give me a brief statement of tonight's topic and what's your motive and why the music industry. Brother Anon, give us your opening statement.
I appreciate you having me as a guest, first and foremost. My basic interest in the music industry is pretty much just ministry through music. So that's pretty much 100% of what, you know, I'm using the music industry for.
Okay. All right, Brother Anon, thank you. You stay with us. We also have Tiffany Hightower. Tiffany, welcome to Hip Hop National. And we know yours impact the music industry. Yours the film industry. Let's just say why. You now have the floor. Do I have your full attention, Tiffany? You got me on mute? You on standby? All right. I'm going to go to Raw Dog. Raw Dog, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was waiting to hear Tiffany's charming voice.
Me
but
too.
But I guess it's girl down, huh?
Girl down.
They do fall down sometimes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know. Now I gotta say something. You know. You know. I understand the different reasons that people get into the music industry. And, you know, when you say fame and fortune, I think that's the wrong side of it. if that's what you're going for, then, you know, get a job, work overtime, be real good at it. But if it's not for the love and the enjoyment, then, you know, you're not going to understand the pathway, because it takes the love, the joy, the pain, the blood, the tears, the sacrifice, just to get your foot through the door. You know, but let's put it like this. Fame, that doesn't come to everybody. But you'll make an income that will stabilize you and you will be able to be comfortable with. So, you know, that's my first statement.
All right. We got Girl Up. We got two.
Okay, you know what? You know what, guys? All right. It's way too early to be trying to throw me under the bus, okay? I'm sorry about that. I lost the signal. So, yes, guys, be easy, because you know what will happen if you try, right? It'll come back to you. So, all right, everybody. This sucks.
She just don't know, do she?
This is the first time. This is not funny. All right. So I'm Tiffany Jade Hightower. I bring a different perspective to the show. I am a film and theater director, and what I do is I look for soundtrack artists. So I look for these musicians that have a vision, have a purpose, and have a drive in their creation. Now, the thing about it is that I firmly believe, and I will always say, if there is something else that you can do that will make you happy or that will cause you to be fulfilled, do that, because the entertainment industry takes a lot. It takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot of complete dedication and perseverance in this industry, because it is a very complex industry to be in.
I just said that.
Did you? You just said that?
Yes, I did, Tiffany. Yes, I did. Yes. Where's Poetic?
You're telling me that just now. You're trying to
get his man down. What's going on tonight? Why world is he? Tiffany,
Al,
you know he does this a lot.
You can't handle it by yourself.
He does this a lot.
No, I just did what I did just to see what was going to go on. And I see that you guys, as soon as I get off, just be quiet for a second. Y'all get ready to team up.
We
and
missed
come
you.
In on a brother.
We missed you. We did. Didn't we, Tiffany?
No.
But she just repeated what I said. That's all
stop.
I heard. I just said, just said that. But she knows she was thrilled down, so she didn't hear me.
Stop it.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. No.
Like minds say the same thing.
No, great minds think alike. Is that where you're trying to go? Is that what you were trying to mean?
I don't pat myself on the back and call myself a great mind, but if you want to give me that title, thank you.
I wasn't doing it. I was just asking if that's what you meant.
Oh.
I was giving you that title. It's too early. We're not.
You know, we missed you. You're so feisty. Why are you so feisty?
Because I came back. I did my darndest to get back and call back after the line was dropped, and you all laughed at me.
Baby, we love you. No, I'm going to tell you like this. Now, you know for a fact we got straight love for Tiffany Hightower, and that's how it is, and that's reality. And you know, hey, I'm gonna take the second seat tonight. I'm not even on this bus. I'm going to let him drive the bus because I'm not into it. I'm a passenger just like
Tiffany. Yeah.
I'm sitting next to you because you're my buddy. You're my friend.
Hey, no, you're doing that. Okay. You don't want to be run over by the bus.
Anyway, guys, let's get going.
Okay.
Let's get going.
All
right.
Yeah.
We spent a lot, as you were saying, Tiffany, the entertainment industry is a big lion. It's mm-hmm. one of those things. If you got to love it, you got to actually get into it. But the thing it is, most people from the outside, I'm talking about outside of the industry, knowing that, that don't know that this is a business, and they, a lot of them see that, hey, if I can get in, just get into that lane, man, and get going, I know for a fact that my life will change, and it'll change overnight. A lot of people see it that way. But as you and I know, Raw Dog and Brother A9, we know that, that it's a constant grind. Not only a constant grind, it's a commitment. So what's your thoughts, Tiffany?
Well, I just have to say one thing, is that it's more than that. You know, it's more than just a commitment. It has to be something that really drives you as soon as you wake up in the morning when you think about art. As soon as you go to bed, you know the last thing you think about is the next song, the next movie. I honestly think about the next screenplay I'm going to write. It has to be something that helps to add to your life and helps to add breath to your body and your soul. If it's not that, it's not worth it. Because honestly, we do go through so many ups and downs. I mean, in all ways, not only just financially, not just emotionally, but in so many ways, we have to be some of the most passionate people in the world to be able to at least succeed in this industry.
God, I like that. That was truth. You go, girl. I mean, really.
Thank you.
Because, you know, it's not an easy road, and it's not a short road, and it's
not
an overnight express. You know, you don't know when all the notoriety is going to come to you. You know, we see, you know, if you just watched the Oscars the other night, you know, there were the young mm-hmm. and the old that have been trying to get their Oscar for so many years. And then you find there's a newcomer, the supporting actress in the movie. Yes. Now, she mm-hmm. hasn't been in the industry that long. You know, right. Precious, the girl that I forget her name, she hadn't been in the industry that long, and they received their Oscar nominations, even Jennifer Hudson in the movie. So, you know, we look at it and we go, wow. They're showing us these young people that just put their foot in the ring. But you see, that's one in a billion, let's just say. I have no idea of the total population of the earth. But those were the one. And, you know, it doesn't happen to everyone else. You know, you can participate in the industry, whether it's film or music, and you'll do it because it's something that you love. You know, the money's not going to be correct in the beginning. You know, don't fool yourself. You know, you're going to go through, you know, trials and tribulations and doubts. You know, but that's the part that separates, how do they say this, the girls from the women and the boys from the men.
Definitely.
Because, you see, only the strong and those that love it, and those that mm-hmm. it's inside of them, that they won't let it go. You know, it's just there. It's their monster. They ride it like a rodeo cowboy, and they find a way to hold on. So, you know, hey, I hear a lot of young artists, you know, and they don't want to learn. They have an arrogance rather than being humble and open-minded to learning more and, you know, fine-tuning their skills or their gift that, you know, they are trying to ride to the point of success. You know, a closed mind, or how did they used to say it? A closed mouth doesn't get fed. So you're going to, they have to be that individual that says, I'm going to learn, I'm going to listen, and I'm going to adapt. the word adapt is a very, very big word for the film industry and the music industry. You know, and,
all right.
Go ahead, Poetic.
I want to bring in Biggles as well while we got him here. Biggles, welcome to Hip Hop National. And where are you calling in from, Biggles?
Okay, I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Awesome. Got Orlando, Florida in the house, guys. Biggles,
correct.
I'm just questioning your motives. Why you choose the music industry?
All right, let me just give you a quick introduction of myself before I get into the question.
No website, but introduction of you. Okay.
All right, my name is Leslie Jean. My stage presence is Biggles.
Okay.
At the current time, I am 31 years old, and I've enjoyed listening to music over the years. So I believe I started writing around the age of 10. And I've watched the progression throughout the whole industry. So from jazz, pop culture, I grew up with hip-hop. This new electronic sounds. Just the ability to hide behind a name, you build a character, share your thoughts with the world. I guess that's what's really drove me to really pursue music. As one gentleman was saying, it's the ability to adapt and set aside your ego. Like, I think a lot of younger artists nowadays, especially the ones that I collaborate with and even work side by side with, I think they're heavily misguided because, especially in hip-hop culture, we're showered by money, cars, women. They look at this, and this is what they want. For me, I don't necessarily want to say that I myself or the next artist could change the way people think, but I think when you're looking down at the music industry or any genre of the industry, you have to understand people's motives. And getting your thoughts and ideas out there in a way that you couldn't in the past, especially with the advances in technology now, any one person could do it. So sharing your thoughts, I think that's where a lot of it comes from. So mostly technology opens up the doors in the music industry. So it's showering the world with your thoughts.
All right. Hey, thanks, Biggles, for your opening statement.
No problem.
I'll go to Brother Anon real quick because I hadn't heard from him for a minute. Brother Anon, what do you think about that? He said most of the technology is opening up the world in a different way. What's your thoughts?
I definitely agree with, you know, the statements that Biggles made due to the fact that, you know, the technological advances, it's easier for somebody like myself, you know, an independent artist to actually get stuff out and let it be heard, you know. So that's one thing that I love about the technology. The thing is as Biggles was saying as well, is a lot of people are being led in the wrong direction. You know, they want the fast money, the fast cars, the fast life, and things of that nature. And that's not the reason to get into the music business. That's not the reason to get into the music industry, period, if that's what you're looking for. I mean, yes, it's possible you can achieve that status, you know, maybe on a small-time market or maybe on a big-time market, but that shouldn't be your motivation, and that definitely shouldn't be your goal, because if that was my motivation, I would have quit a long time ago.
But Tiffany, I'm going to go to Tiffany real quick. Tiffany, wouldn't you agree that 9 times out of 10, that basically everybody kind of who get into the entertainment industry, it's got to be fascinated by what they see. Because, I mean, you're into film, so you're into TV. So not only do you guys capture this stuff on camera, y'all put that, I'm not talking about you, Tiffany, but they put that glamour in videos. Correct?
Okay. You asked me if I agree. I think that was your first question.
Yeah,
and I'll say no immediately. No.
Yeah, she listened really careful. Go ahead, baby.
Of course.
Trying to be scared,
my guy. I'm scared.
But let's go with what you just said. Now, the topic of today is what are your motives, correct?
Yeah.
Now, I think, honestly, your motives should be apparent in your art. Do you understand what I mean? What I mean by that, 100%. In case people don't understand, when you do, you know, a song and you talk about this girl's butt or this girl's this or this, I went out and I went to parties and I went to the club and all that. Okay, so these are your motives. That's what you want to be known as, somebody who writes about that. Whereas for me, as an artist, I'm very, very concerned about what ideas I portray in any of the pieces that I write. So you can see what my motives are, even in the writing. And I'm not going to exploit anybody. I'm not going to exploit myself in my writing. What I do is talk about love in whatever way I do it. Talks about love and the strength of women. So, of course, every single thing I do is going to highlight the positives of women and not the negative part of it. So, really, the answer to your question is no.
I like the po-po.
Run off. Come on, man. Run off. Come saying it, man. I'm drowning.
You are.
I expected all of a sudden to hear a knock on the door and say, throw your hands up. Siren was perfect.
White flag, everybody.
If you ever listen to this program in the archives, as you were talking, it was that siren was a perfect backdrop of, they coming to get you. I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. It just got to me, I said, I hope she's okay.
It was for you all. It was for you all to let you know, slow down, because I knew I was waiting on Al to ask that exact question. And thank you, Al, for doing that.
Listen to her. She's buttering up the big man.
But I love you all.
You know how to do it right, don't you? You just butter up the big man, don't you? You know how to do it right.
Well, I would say this. You're absolutely correct when you say their motives, their motives should be what they're really after, and you, like you said, that you could see what they're after if they talk about the booties and okay. But to me, those are the people who only they're showing passion for lust. They're not showing passion for the art.
Exactly, that's my point.
I agree with that.
Just say you agree with me and just leave it at that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I do agree. Right off.
So you can do that when you butter him up. You can shut him down just like that.
Just like that.
Go, girl.
Just like that.
I love you guys.
Let me say this. Now, Raw Dog, Old Dog, hey, player from the Himalayas. When I was on stage, when I pursued that, the touring and what have you, and it wasn't about the cars, it wasn't about the women, it was about going out on stage and having a whole crowd of people follow you every minute while you're there, making them stand up, making them respond to you. That was like my adrenaline and my drug. And then when it was over, they wanted more. You see, the money, the fame, all of that is something that you're going to have to earn. you got to figure out like this. Hey, when being in this industry, it's the work behind it that earns the money. The people and what have you embracing and enjoying what you have put together, that they had to be there to enjoy, gave you power. And I don't know if any of you have ever felt that. It gives you power that you could reach a mass group of people at one time, that you had them eating out of the palm of your hand and wanting more. When it's over, it's over.
Hey, Ron, I want to touch bases on what you said. Old dog. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that tells me that you've been in this thing a long time. And I appreciate
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Now, that shows me that you definitely got the passion. But let's go back to those young days. Wait. Let's go back to the young days when you was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, let's go back when you was that young girl. Brother Anon, let's just scroll back a little bit. Go back when you're much younger in the game. Did you too see the lustful things that the young people see today? That, man, if I can just be on stage and in front of all of them and show them what I'm capable of, man, I'm going to get all the girls. I'm going to get all the guys. Come on, man. Get real with me.
Can I go first?
When we come back, listen to me. When we come back, let's get into that discussion, guys, because I just want to see. And then I'm going there for a reason. I'm not just going there just to be having a conversation with you. There's a reason why I'm going
there. I'm so excited,
people get lost here. When we get back, and it's going to be brief, I won't even be no more than a second at all, you know, or two.
Well, why are you going?
Well, maybe I'm lying. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Just questioning your motives. Why the music industry? We'll be back in just a minute.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner to Val the BB Show. Style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Ever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, guys. I need you guys to go to www.hiphopnational.com. We have updated our website. We got some new perks that's available on the website as well. I do need y'all to check it out. www.hiphopnational.com. And if you're that artist, please upload your MP3 today. All right, guys, back to the topic. Just questioning your motives. Why the music industry? We were just talking about Old Dog, and we were talking about Raw Dog. And, he's been in the game a little bit. But now he's going to get us a scroll down memory lane to when he was a young man coming into the music industry. Raw Dog,
yeah.
Give me your thoughts.
Well, you know what? What's funny about it is that, you know, you brought up the lust part of it. I think, you know, when I was out there, it was panties thrown at you on the stage. You know, you wanted the panties laying around on the top of the stage. It was just something that the artists that had gone before me, that was their claim to having notoriety and being somewhat, you know, a chosen artist. You know, it was that I think as a young man, single, no kids, the enjoyment of that part of it. Now, did we pick the panties up? No. It was just the point of the symbolization of it. And did we duck as they flew across stage? Heck yeah. We didn't know where they had been.
But can I ask you something? And seeing, yeah. Don't get me wrong, seeing people rave, when you look at the TV and they showed it on screens of people being in concert and everybody got their hands up at the celebrity or the main attraction that's on the stage, the energy that's in the concert realm, didn't you see yourself there? Didn't you see that this is what I want to do? And my question is, was it all because of the music, or was it all because of the attention?
It was the power of your music with me, because you couldn't get that response unless you were on it.
It was the power of the music. It wasn't the things that the music brought around you. I'm talking about the eye candy.
No, because guess what?
Exactly, the panties on the stage and all that. That's what he's talking about.
Did he just say it? Well, now, come on, Tiffany. Tiffany.
You the one last time I saw you was on there.
Didn't he get very excited when he said that?
So, hey, the generations haven't changed. Okay? It just might be different articles, but no. No, really, laying all jokes aside, the power of your music brought the response from the people out there. Because guess what? You know, you had to bring the music. You had to bring the show. They weren't easily pushed over. You know, concerts back in the day, there was no alcohol. You know, I can remember playing at festivals that, you know, you had a field full of people, and, you know, and there was, you know, all the names showing up and what have you. But the alcohol wasn't allowed. So either they did it before they got there or they didn't. See, now they serve alcohol in these venues. So it's easier to move people. But to get them to sing along and know what you were doing, I mean, you could drop the music low and all of a sudden, you know, you turn the microphone towards them and they would sing the line. Oh, come on. See, you know, I had a chance to play with some of the better musicians. I mean, you know, when we talk about networking and how you rise, it's not necessarily your own single efforts that's going to get you there. We always talk about a team, you know, whereas in hip-hop, it's just one guy. He thinks that that's all that he needs to succeed. Well, that's only a percentage of everything. I mean, you know, the team, you know, I can remember sharing stages with a lot of people that went on to other groups, you know, like one keyboardist that I worked with, which was Philip Wu. He went to Maze, Frankie Beverly. You know, I worked with a guitar player that went with Bill Withers. You guys all have heard of Kenny G. Well, we did together. You know, so the list goes on and on and on. And they chose the road. Well, see, there are different avenues in this business industry. And, you know, doing a product and, as they said, the internet and what have you, getting it out there to different locations that people can hear and become familiar with your talents is a beautiful thing, because you actually had to go from place to place earlier. Yes,
Rado. Go ahead, Tiff.
It's my okay. I love you, Raw Dog, but this is the thing. The show's almost over now. No, I'm just kidding. But
what? There was a lot of panties on stage, so you can't tell me. Okay, go ahead.
All I am saying is that the answer to that question you asked, when I was young, was I fueled by lust? Did I think about these things that are now fueling a lot of the music industry or a lot of, you know, films even, you know, sex sells?
Yeah.
Well, see, but you
don't get
me
wrong. Entertainment is entertainment. And don't get me wrong. It's fueled by fans and people, a rave of people attracted to what you do. So it's all in a nutshell. It's the same. I don't care what
because my answer is no. Raw Dog is not just hard.
Wait a minute. Now, see, they didn't have music videos when I started. So what we're talking about, the images that people copied in the lifestyle, that was Superfly. That was gold.
Y'all saw TV,
you know,
too.
With the
y'all
big cars,
flashy rings.
Hey, Rado,
we're going to come back to it. Let Tiffany go, and then we're going to come back to y'all, for real. Go ahead.
Mine's going to be short. And the answer to your question is no. I have not ever been fueled in any of my pieces, anything that I write. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I write G-rated stuff. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that the lust, the superficial things are not what drives me in the art that I'm in. I will take whatever time that's needed to make the best piece possible instead of rushing or doing what or having any of my actors to sacrifice themselves or their image to sell my piece. I would never do that. So therefore, it's not the same way. But I guess, again, I am the only female voice on the show today. Someone, another woman, please call into this show.
If I have a question,
that wouldn't help you.
I have a question.
All right.
Help you.
Brother,
I got a question.
Hey, nah.
I got a question, though.
Yes.
You say you wouldn't ask any one of your people to sacrifice their image for this. Don't you feel that some people do sacrifice their image just to make a name for themselves?
And
well,
don't get me wrong.
I was
going to go there, guys. I definitely was going to go right
there.
Yeah, but
you know, he's correct with that because
don't
you have – you don't have love scenes in your movie?
Hey.
No, why I ask that is that person that you're shooting in that film is not necessarily in love with the person they got the love scene with. So aren't they sacrificing their dignity?
You are not going to push me under the bus, buddy, okay?
But no, but aren't they sacrificing their dignity?
I couldn't agree with that because I believe that's art.
Yeah, but then isn't it
it's
a sacrifice,
art.
Though?
No.
Yeah, I think it is a sacrifice to a degree because you in a sense, you kind of when they start pulling the clothes off, it could go two or three ways. It could go two ways.
It could go good. It could go bad.
Exactly.
Wait, no. You know what? This is the thing. Is all I'm saying. Is to the gentleman who just asked that question. Thank you for the question.
Okay.
I know you gave it to me, not Raw Dog or Al Poetic, but that's okay. So, anyway, before I cast anybody, what I do is I have a complete, very detailed character breakdown. You see what I'm saying? And it says exactly what this character does, what the motives behind this character, what this character believes in, and anything that might be difficult for any human or any woman to portray, then it says right there, please do not apply for this role. So I do, from the get, let people know what any of my pieces entail. So I don't throw anybody
out. Can I ask you a question?
No.
Do you think they're going to lie?
What?
They want to get that part.
It's due, and my car payment's due, and I got to pay my child support, or they're going to come lock me up. Do you think I'm still not going to apply for the job if I'm an actor?
But then that's your choice,
no,
right?
That's my sacrifice.
You might apply, you might get it, but what's expected is what's expected of you. It was put out, especially if it was put out in a disclaimer before.
Yeah, but still, that's a sacrifice.
Thank you.
That's a sacrifice.
So let me
the old folks
this.
Used, you know what the old folks used to call that?
It's called a sacrifice. I agree.
You know what the old folks used to call that?
What they call it?
Turning
what?
To. You got to turn to what's going to feed and keep the roof over your head. So you got to turn to.
Now, that's very true. And let me ask you one question, Raw Dog. This is important. This is your industry. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, dear.
What if you submit a song to me, right? Okay?
Yes,
And say, for instance, where that song ends up happens to be maybe in a scene that you didn't expect it to go to. Are you going to still accept your piece being played in the film, or are you going to come back to me and say, no, I don't want that there? What are you going to do?
You paying me?
Exactly.
Oh, I could care less. You could have it as bathroom music. It wouldn't bother me.
But
you know, when somebody's sitting on the toilet whistling, you could play it right there. I'd love it. Because see,
okay,
guess what? This is a job and a business.
But isn't that, that's a fine line, that I would say.
Who's speaking right now?
This is Biggles again. Isn't this a fine line between the business aspect of it and the art of it?
No.
I mean,
no, this
so?
Is a job. Have you ever held an 8-to-5 job?
Yeah.
And your boss told you to do something that just wasn't in your plans.
Yeah, so that's
and you did it because you were trying to make that 8-to-5 money.
Again, and that's what I'm saying. That's the business aspect of it. Like I think that's a
music industry
and
the film industry. They might have art as the backdrop, but that's not still a job.
No, but
don't get it wrong.
No, I'm not. See, Raw Dog. I'm not even directing the question to you because
it's not about directing. It's about the point.
No.
No, I just asked you a question.
What I'm saying is,
well,
how is
you
it
hey, the truth is the truth.
How is
I just
want
to hear
about
what
that?
I got to say. You're cutting him off. You cut him off. I just want to hear what you got to say.
Yeah, you didn't ask the question. She asked the question. Now, from the business aspect of it, like, I'm a record executive, so if I am selling a song to you, clearly, I'm looking at it from the business aspect is to make money off the song. From an artist aspect, if I feel it's unfair that that song is put in this particular scene and I don't want it there, you're looking at that from two totally different perspectives at this one time. So there's a very thin line that I think lies there. So can you really answer that question that truthfully?
Can I answer that one for you, Stephanie?
Well, you know, Raw Dog, I just have to say one thing, and then you can go ahead and have, you know, fine. But let me just say one thing, is that no matter what, I understand what this gentleman is saying, and what he's saying is that he really wants to know, if you do find out that your music is placed in an area that you don't like, you know, do you still have to, it's that battle between the business and then also where your initial thought process went with the making of the piece. Well, I get that, but at the same time, this is what we do. This is our little conflict that we always have to deal with, and that's the business versus the motive versus our desires for whatever we do as an artist. And the thing about it is that we have to sacrifice sometimes. Me, I'm not good at that. I'm going to be honest. I'm not so good at it. I'm not. So therefore, instead of just auditioning for pieces, if I didn't, you know, when I was seeing very negative scripts coming or there is scripts that were promoting women in a bad light, what I did is that I said, no, I can't do any more of it, and I will write my own. And I've been a writer since I was like, well, you know what I'm saying? It's my choice. It's a battle that I have.
Okay.
And so it's a battle, and I feel like I'm not seen I ever do ever because I feel bad for the artist whose song is going to be played. But we have to do that. We have
well,
to.
You know, can I sum it up? You put it very nicely,
yes.
But I want to sum it up like this. If I buy the Mona Lisa and I want to hang it in my bathroom, I done bought it. And that's the way it has to be. Do you think that the artist that painted the Mona Lisa might like it in my bathroom? Maybe not. But if he sold it.
Because
you got to ride
with
that.
Yeah, but
thinking
that's a
is not part
though.
Of the business. The business is business.
No,
exchanging
a
fund.
But in a sense, that's different if you think about it. If you bought the Mona Lisa, you wanted to put it in your bathroom, it doesn't make a difference. I agree. But if a record executive contacted a film executive and said, I don't want that to be seen, that's business.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so,
after the fact, right?
No, but it's...
Exactly.
No, well, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Now, stop for a second. Stop for a second. They see it, and they see it in that portion of the film, and they say, I don't like it. That's after the fact.
Yeah.
Now,
no,
if the music person comes and says, well, I want an artistic point of being able to say yes and no, well, guess what? She's going to go buy somebody else's.
But at that point, I don't think the artist really has a mouth, because realistically, you entered the music industry for exposure. Now, if you really cared where your music would be as far as film, you wouldn't sell your music to film. You would sit in your room, play your music amongst you and your friends. So you have to expect that certain things that you do as an artist, you're not going to agree with. Because
you
chose the industry.
Correct.
I think what you're doing is you're giving the artists too much power, and they don't have that.
No, I don't
I think
believe
the artists. No. Listen to me.
My dog. If they're an independent, they got the power.
Well, no. This is, well, okay, there's four independents, and there's ones that's going to say, oh, okay, you want to purchase my song, and therefore, okay, I have a song to sell. Okay? Well, that means like a Pharrell. You know, he was in an animated cartoon. Oh. And he performed at the Oscars. Okay, is that selling out? No. That's getting paid. That's being a business person. You know, that's just like in Arizona when they wanted to do the law against the gay people. They wanted to be able to say no. Okay, wait a minute. Now, if you have a business and you're making money and you have something to sell, they want to buy it, are you going to then say, no, I don't want your money?
No.
Come on now.
No.
Let's be
wait,
real.
But,
the older we get, the more we realize
I'm a business person. I'm telling you just like this. I don't care what you do, because they ain't got nothing. What you do in the privacy of your bedroom ain't got nothing to do with my money.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right on.
It's about money. This is a money
it
industry.
Is.
This don't
it's,
get that twisted. This is not about a love.
I think that's the one
right.
thing that we get confused about, is that this is a business. Everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a musician.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a visual artist. I don't care if you're a filmmaker like myself. I don't care what you do. It's still a business. And we have to do not only what drives us and what fuels our passion and what follows our motives, but it's still a business, no matter what. It is.
You know,
correct.
What
correct.
It sounds like, if you have the right to say something, you're not actually a hip-hop artist. You're more of a poet. You know, poets were part of the poorest sect of writers that came along for a long time. Poetry was one of the less selling items around. But see, isn't that the easel that hip-hop artists are riding on? They're somewhat of a poet, you know?
Okay,
it's not as slow selling as the poets was.
Well,
but see, if you hold that ego out there,
hip hop is an industry.
No.
But if you take it and say, I only want it here, I don't want it there, and this and that and the other, you're not a hip hop artist. You're a poet.
Yeah.
Because
poet,
only
okay.
poetry
I see
has
your
that
statement. I see your statement.
Category.
I see your statement. I see your statement. Now, you know what? I wanted to ask Brother Anon, because Brother Anon, if I'm correct, you are a Christian, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I did ask that question to you as well, because I wanted to see it. As a young man, did you not see the excitement of the influence of the ladies, or have you been a Christian all your life?
No, I'd be lying if I said I've been a Christian my whole life. obviously, as a young man, I mean, you know, the money and, you know, the women and things of that nature, that was part of, you know, what drove my motivation to be in the music business. It wasn't, you know, 100% of it, but it definitely was part of it. But, you know, now that I've given my life to the Lord, it's completely, you know, strictly ministry, you know, strictly, you know, the love of the Lord. And that's what I pretty much preach and rap about in my music. So.
Okay. So the flashy lights, don't get me wrong, flashy lights, the crowd raving, Brother Anon, or whatever you call yourself on stage, that doesn't matter to you no more.
That's the furthest thing from my mind, to tell you the truth, sir.
Okay. I just want to get clear and concise with it. I really do. And guys, I'm going to tell you the reason why I really asked this question. This is what I'll say, at least 50 to 70% of the people who get into the industry get lost in. They get lost in the temptations of what it can bring to them. And it's just, and really, really, it's about, I'll say about 20% is really passionate about it, and 10% really understand that this is a business. And that you have to go beyond all of that and organize a plan of action, beyond your motives.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow,
then
that was a calming speech.
Say it again?
That was a calming speech.
A calming speech.
Yeah, a calming speech that you just gave.
Why do you say that?
I love it.
Why do you say that, Rod?
Because, hey, this, you know, the reality of everything is this is a business. This, you know, when you get into this industry, you know, you're trying to give up your 9-to-5 and dedicate what your heart wants you to do, which is creating music, being in the music industry, you know, performing or whatever part of that it is. You go to sleep with that, you wake up with that, you know. You don't wake up with your – yes, dear.
Can I take a moment to say the only reason, the absolute only reason I didn't jump all over Al right then when he said what he said is because I assumed that there was going to be a commercial break coming up. So I just want to hold everything.
No,
just hold
on.
Hold
on. Jump on
him,
baby.
It's about to come up now.
I tried to soften.
Run this for about 7 minutes. She'll probably forget what I said, and I can keep on going through the night. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, you know what?
No,
you know what they. Hey, that's why I said what I said, because it was like I was sitting back and I heard what he had to say, and I go, "Wow, he's such a leveler. He calms everything down. I like that." Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but guess what? You know, let's just smack each other in the face and tell the truth. You know, the trip behind this whole thing is this. Do you want the 9-to-5 or do you want to be in this industry? And in this industry, when we talk about grinding, that word is really a deeper than, you know, just the word grinding. It has different direct points that you have to understand. It's about getting paid, not the ego, not the I say so, but the point of being pulled into this industry because of your creativity and because the public is embracing what you're doing. Now, if you try to direct your avenues and you're blind, you can't drive a car. You know, when an artist takes the point and thinks he can say, I don't want this and I don't want that, well, you listen to me. That in itself is like cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what avenue is going to open up and take your artistry down the lane. Because you're in the inside. You're not on the outside. The people on the outside are the ones going to spend money, and if they want to spend money because your song is in a toilet scene in Tiffany's movie, and they like
it. I was thinking about that for one of your songs, Raw Dog, so that's why I didn't.
Oh, you ain't heard mine.
I'm joking, honey.
Heard mine. I got one for it, too.
I wanted to hear what Tiffany was about to really say. What were you going to say, Tiffany?
I was going to say that I don't, it was this, is that you kind of, we were on the same level plane before when we talked about meshing the motive with the business. But then in your last statement, you kind of said, you know, the business outweighs whatever motives that you have and whatever, and that's not true.
Let me tell you what I meant.
Okay.
I meant.
Okay, can you hold on a second, Poetic? Can you hold on a second?
Man down. Look out for Poetic. Faster than a speeding bullet. Bigger than a car. Yellow like the sun. Here comes the bus. All right, everybody, let's grab him. He's a little fast. He's faster than what we thought. We'll get him next time.
Oh, man, you just didn't wait.
Okay, go ahead,
Howard, brother.
You know what I like? Actually, let me tell you one thing, is that, Al, you are so willing to accept when you're, I won't say wrong, but when you have been not so right, if that makes sense. You're
another
so
right
willing
wrong
to do that, and thank you.
Real
thank
wrong.
You. Because
deeply
it
wrong
helps.
Well, let me clearly say what I'm saying, though. I was not saying that it's all about the business. No. What I was trying to say is that people get so lost in all the things, the bells and the whistles, and forget about what it takes to really get there.
Correct.
The real hustle, the real muscle behind making it happen. That so many people get lost in the dream, it just remains a dream. And it's only those who, the 10% that actually put it to work and take action and make it happen. That's why the balance is at that 10%.
I got a question, though, Al. I got a question for you, finally. So then, with that being said, what do you think is the most important? Is it most important to have the dream, the vision, and the motives behind your art, or is it most important to focus on the business aspect of things? Which is most important?
I think it's most important to have the dream, the vision, and the motives behind the art, and to get a team of advisors to move you forward to helping you with the business. Thank you, Tiffany, for asking that question.
You're welcome. I needed to get Al from under the bus because that was not intentional. I don't like him down there, you know?
But see, guess what? You almost go in there yourself. I might have a tidbit with your name on it. But listen to
this. Let's go.
Listen to this.
Let's go. You want to wait for the commercial break? Do I need to get ready now? I already did some push-ups. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. Let me tell you one thing. You have an ending time for this show. I can stay up all night.
You guys are some real characters, boy. Y'all come on the show just to have a fight.
You know what? She think I'd throw her under the bus. But what if I had her being pushed off a cliff? See, he takes the buses coming.
This is terrible. Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Because you know what I'm talking about.
No. You never give it when you're ready. No. When they're ready for it, it ain't the time. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys.
No, when they're ready for it, then you end up under the bus and over the cliff and everywhere else that you've been trying to push somebody else under and over.
All right,
okay?
Guys,
while
they're running each other over by the bus and they're getting ready to go toe-to-toe on a boxing match, I want to tell you guys to hold on. We'll be back in just a brief second. You'll be back in just a minute. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Them seminar reach nowhere. But look where I am now. Seminar reach nowhere. But my hold me end up high. Yeah, man, you know it's your boy, Ajel. Straight out of Montego Bay, Jamaica. And I'm asking all those wonderful people out there to please request my song titled Rising here on hiphopnationalradio.com. You know what I mean? So just keep safe and keep blessed. Respect.
So you say you want to be a star. Well, you need coverage, mentorship, and most of all, you need to be a total package. Look no further. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com. It is simply that easy. Let the experts help you climb the ladder to success. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
What up, it's your boy Quote, reminding you from the best tips and advice on the music business. Don't forget to tune in to HipHopNationalRadio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way.
And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number.
And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio,
your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, but guys, we're back. You're listening to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com, and we want you to upload your music today. All right, tonight we'll talk about just questioning your motives. Why the music industry? That's the question. Now, I'm going to propose this question. Okay, entertainment is entertainment. Yes, we love our arts, we love our crafts and which what we do. But I think part of the motives also, this is just my personal opinion, is we like popularity. We like that praise, we like that people enjoy what we do. The thing it is, how do we get the word out that we do what we do? I'm going to go to Tiffany. Tiffany, you're that artist as in a sense of a film producer. You want people to embrace your craft. Is that correct?
So yes, I do. But at the same time, everything that I promote, everything that I share is something that I'm passionate about and something that I think it will be beneficial for everybody to see. I'm not just throwing out stuff that's, you know, that's unimportant, that's half, you know, half done. What I do, actually, I have a great graphic designer, Patrick Montgomery. Let me just give that name out. But I have him who not only believes in my vision, but believes in my passion. And that's the most important thing to have, is people who go along with what you believe in and the vision you have for whatever project you're working on. Because they help you to look even, not, I won't say better, but even more beautiful with whatever you're putting out. So you have to keep in mind, it's not just about you, it's about the team as a whole. And you have to have a group of people that believe in what you're doing, and that helps. That's
wow, wow. Thank you, Tiffany. That was good. I like your lead off.
You're welcome.
Brother A9.
Sure.
Brother A9.
Yes, sir.
How do you get the word out? How do you not just stay in one spot, stay still? How do you get this motion moving? Because don't get me wrong, I know, and I know you're a Christian, and I know that you want to get the word out about the Lord. I agree with you so solidly, but why you have to do it, and my question is why you don't put somebody else on stage to do it, because you really want to do it. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I want to focus more, like, on the music production aspect than, you know, the actual lyrical aspect. I just do that part because I still enjoy rapping. You know, I still enjoy getting, you know, on a microphone.
I want to make sure it was just, I want to make sure you enjoyed what you were doing. Now, my question is how you get the word out. How you get the word out. What are you doing now to get that word out?
You mean like advertising-wise?
This is what I do. This is what I do. I want you to embrace what I do. I want you to hear what I do. What are you doing? Because honestly, in this industry, this is the main arm to entertainment. It's getting the people to embrace what we do, love what we do, and eventually buy what we do. Do you agree or you don't agree?
I agree 100%. I mean, you have to be motivated to actually, you know, whatever message it is you're trying to spread, you have to be motivated to spread that message. You can't let the bad times demotivate you from wanting to spread your purpose, wanting to spread your message. Because if you allow the bad times to come in and, you know, overflow your mind, you'll quit easily. You know, and like I said, I would have quit a long time ago if money was my motivation, if fame was my motivation. I would have been done years ago. But, you know, thanks be to God, I'm still here. I'm still doing it, you know, and I finally, after all this time, have actually been blessed, you know, with a record deal. It's just publishing and distribution, but that's my foot, you know, in the door, you know, to actually make something happen, you know, with this thing, so... Hello.
Brother A9, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
And Big O's, what's your take, sir? What's that motivation? And then what's that thing that gets you to say, I got to get the word out to let everybody know that this is what I do?
First off, I think it all starts with the passion. And as Brother Anon said, production. Like, if it wasn't for half of my production team and every other producer that I actually work with, I probably wouldn't be able to find half the inspiration to make the songs that I do make. So it's forming a team, understanding that you can have a passion and a vision, but you just can't get there all by yourself. Any one person that thinks that they can, I think they're naive to the fact that this is an industry built on networking. So all your collaborations and speaking about it, like, this is something that you love. You shouldn't be misguided by fear and think that, hey, I made this song, I love it, but the people are going to hate it. You should be able to talk about it, and the people around you should actually be able to talk about it and love it just as much as you do. So a lot of artists that I do encounter, some of them are afraid of the business aspect of it. And I think as an artist who doesn't have an entrepreneurial spirit to go out and do it themselves, they really, really, really need to build a team that is going to help them get it out there. So it's just networking.
All right. And Rod, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'll put it to you like this. Most artists that have come out are, I would describe them like a quiet storm. You know, I think it's better to work on your craft, cultivate your talents, and do it until you've got a catalog, just a huge catalog of where your minds went, your creativity, and what have you. And then find a neutral, how would you put that? A neutral individual, a group of individuals, to give you feedback. They don't know you. They don't want to know you. They're just judging the art, what they hear, and how it affects them, you know, and to give you that feedback. Every song that you create is not going to be a masterpiece, you know. I mean, and, you know, and I think Tiffany can tell you that, that she's done a lot of films, you know, or done a lot of things in the film industry. And you grow, you learn, and you've enjoyed that journey. You know, there's been disappointments. There's been negative feedback. You know, everybody gets that. But that makes you stronger. That makes you getting closer to your goal, you know. But it's the love, that the fire, that something inside of you. You wake up the next morning and you go, I'm going to go at it again. I'm going, you know, and you don't stop. It'll last with you for a lifetime. You know, B.B. King was in town. And he no longer stands on stage when he performs. He sits in a chair. But the love of playing that guitar, which he named Lucille, that he loved playing guitar so much that it became a character in his life. See, now, when we talk about passion, love, and what have you, you know, and you got to look at it. It was even a harder road for him back when he started. But, you know, a true artist doesn't give up. It's not necessarily about the money. It's not necessarily about the fame. The young folks kind of got it twisted. They're going after the fame and the money, and they don't realize that, you know, there's that road is going to have dues for them to pay. You know, yeah, they can get inside the door of different companies and this and that and the other. And guess what? The avenue closes. You know, it turns into a type of thing that they realize after a lengthy pursuit, I have no retirement. I have no health care. I owe the IRS because they paid us in cash. And guess what? I have no credit. You know, so this industry of music and what have you, you're going to have to wear many, many different hats. And unfortunately, the hip-hop rap artist, generally that's all that he does, is rap. Not necessarily is he a musician. Not a lot of them aren't engineers. You know, a lot of them, you know, don't even own a microphone. These are the things that, you know, that they should have, instead of waiting for that fame, they should have went out and cultivated themselves to the point where they would be ready for the notoriety or the invitation to come and perform or to sell their product. you know, we talked about it on another show about, you know, you can sacrifice and build your own studio because you can do that. And it's not as expensive as it once was. So you have the ability to produce a product, but it's going to take that sacrifice. I think when each one of us sits back here, you know, we talk about a 9-to-5. If you talk to a rap artist about a 9-to-5 sometimes, they look at you like, oh, what do you mean? I'm a rapper. Well, no. You're a human being with a dream. That dream started somewhere. Did you make the plan to sustain yourself and to be able to advance yourself in this music industry by saying, I need financial support. I need the tools so that if the occasion comes, that I can do the job. You know, that was like a DJ that we had on some time ago, and he said, oh, I only play underground music. And I asked him, well, what if somebody wanted to hire you for a wedding? And they don't want underground music. You have to be prepared. You have to adapt. This industry says that you are multi-talented, not one-dimensional. So, okay, let's put on our hats.
You can't be a one-trick pony.
The catch to it is, you remember the old folks used to say be a jack-of-all-trades and maybe a master of none?
Yeah.
See, that's the way you have to deal with survival in this life. Love, passion, desire, they all come after a full belly and a soft bed and a roof over your head. Can't
you know,
dream.
Raw Dog, can I say something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Okay, all right. So, Raw Dog, a lot of what you're saying is 100% on point. But I just want to step in to say not everybody. We have to be careful to talk to the listeners as though everybody is hung up on the fame, the fortune, and everything like that without being business-oriented. Say, for instance, I have a young actor who I coach privately, acting too, okay? And she just said recently, like about 3 minutes ago while you were speaking, that not all young people have that desire to just have the fame and the fortune. There are some young artists that are already aware that this is not an easy industry and that it takes a lot and it takes a huge amount of passion. And I just don't want to leave those people out. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to really point fingers.
Oh, no, but see,
and just
see,
say
I
not
didn't mean to group
anybody.
All of them. But you see, I do understand. There are those that are going to make it. They realize the sacrifice, the blood, the sweat, and the tears,
right.
The 9-to-5, you know, that
right.
It took until they could get there. You know, it's like Poetic said, losing yourself in this industry. I want to be, I think I'm going to be, I'm trying to be, but who were you the day before you made that decision? You were a person that in this, living in America or anywhere on the world, realized that you had to have a valuable income so that you could keep a roof and food coming. So the day the dream kicked in, don't lose reality. Don't lose reality, because Poetic ain't going to let nobody come and stay with him. See what I'm saying? And anybody that needs a place to stay, you
got
24 hours with me and it's over. See, I give you 24 hours, but you better wake up with a plan. See? Mm-hmm. So there you go. The reality slips into this whole thing. Who were you the day before you had this dream?
Mm-hmm.
Because
and,
that's what you got to understand.
As we get ready to close out because we got a few minutes, and I'm going to go right into one of my favorite topics because I am. Don't get me wrong. I'm a businessman about this thing. I really believe that this is why we do what we do. We want to be in the forefront of the people. We want to put ourselves. We want to plaster our name all over the place And if there's somebody on this phone don't agree, please speak up now. Please speak up now. That it is not part of your motive to be known for what you do around the world.
Honestly, it's not
dead
my motive
silent.
To be
dead
known.
Dead silent.
I mean.
Dead silent.
I mean, that's,
you know,
that's why I go by
he's right.
The Anon. Anon is short for anonymous. So I
okay.
want to remain anonymous. I don't put pictures with my music of myself. So I
don't
want people to know who I am.
So you don't have an album cover with your face on it?
It's a black album cover with blue letters.
Ooh.
No pictures.
Hey,
of
you
me
know,
with
Brother Anon, God bless you because,
yes,
you know, I always jump in when he gives a question. I got a question for Poetic right now.
Yeah.
Wait,
Poetic,
I'm not done.
Have you ever seen me?
No.
Poetic?
No.
Poetic, would you know me if I was walking down the street and you were walking down the street? Would you know me if I wasn't talking?
Good. Come back there, Raw Dog.
Okay.
My legal
name is not Raw Dog. See, when you start
wanna
to
go,
say...
We want to go there? No, I'm just kidding.
No. But listen to me.
We already know you have criminal records out. And...
Looky here, girly girl.
I hear you.
You
I,
got
I,
more
I,
warrants
I,
than I,
you.
I do.
Wait.
I'm not done, though. Yeah.
But listen
go ahead.
In this world...
I want to answer to you.
In this world, the older you get... You just want to fit in. You see, Michael Jackson had all the fame and everything. He couldn't walk down the street.
Okay.
I said something to you the other day about something that I had paid to the government, and you said to me something back. And I'm not going to give that conversation, but you kind of remember, right?
Yes.
Okay, look, I can walk down the street and not get robbed.
I want that same
I can look like the guy that needs a dollar and enjoy everybody. See, you know, the funny part is the older you get, the more you just want to fit in and love everybody.
Okay. I still got to come back on that. We got a few minutes, so I'm about to pass the hat and we're gonna go around. And I still got to say something there. Definitely.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Okay, I just have one thing to say is that I would prefer that the pieces that I write, the films that I work on, that they have a name for themselves. As far in what they stand for and what they mean and the idea that they all stand for the strength of women, that's important to me. Now, whether or not, you know, I'm on this or that or people see my face or not, that doesn't matter, and I don't have to have $1 billion. That doesn't matter, but I need my pieces to stand for themselves and what my vision for them was, okay?
Okay, I love that. Now, Brother Anon, what you were saying?
What's that now, sir?
You say you don't have to be known. That's why you go by Brother Anon, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Biggles, how about you?
I've enjoyed being praised for my music, so I cannot even lie to you.
Okay, we got somebody who really said it. Go ahead. Thank you.
You go to my website, you find my pictures up. You go to my fan page, pictures up. So I cannot lie.
Okay, thank you. There's a reason why I went there, guys. I'm trying to tell you. If you do this craft, rather you do it in film or you do it in music, or no matter what you do it in, I don't care. Don't get me wrong. If you want to be the best garbage man that you could be, you're gonna do what you're gonna do to be known for what you do, because you're passionate about it. And don't get me wrong.
That comes, you know what? Now, that's the
okay,
side
wait a
of
minute,
the lyricist.
I'm making a point here.
You were a rapper, so that's how your mentality is.
Okay, Rodol, I'm about to give you a point. I'm telling you like this, okay? Rodol, you may not have to be known by your face, but you want to be, you don't want somebody else to pull the credits on what you do when you know you did it. So
well,
you
as long
will,
as I get the check,
you
I can care less and take the credit. Because, see,
that,
it's all about me coming back
so,
home.
So you telling me if you
so
had
you
an
have
invite
no...
today, if you had an invite today to display your music on the Oprah Winfrey Show, Rodol's not going to step up and do that?
No, I'd send my son.
But,
because
hey,
I'm going to tell
so,
you why.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you why.
I love
accolades.
What you said. Hey, Rodol,
no, but
you said you'll send your son, but you
right.
still want
to
be known.
Listen to me.
To
no,
so
no, 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 I don't. And I'll tell you why.
So I
always
question,
had
though.
A strong army of intelligent people that I could send out there to represent what I was doing.
I'm making
and
a
I
point.
Could sit at
I got
home.
4 minutes.
Listen to me.
I got 4 minutes. Guys, here's an opportunity. Okay? We got over 1 million-something people tuning into this program. Our website is available. We got banners on there. I want you guys' face on there. I don't care who don't want to be known. I'm just making a point. Now, go ahead,
I got a question. I got one last question.
What's that?
Do you watch the Academy, the Oscar or the Academy Awards? And have you seen
yes.
people not show up to get their award and they send somebody else?
Well, yes. they already know. Yeah.
No. But somebody else comes
all...
out and gets it. They're
wait,
not
wait,
there.
Wait, Rodol, you talking about the ones already known for their craft? Oh, yeah. The ones
well,
that get
the
Academy
well,
Awards?
The Grammys.
If you can
okay,
make
yeah, let's go to
the
Grammys.
Wait, Rodol, you talking about the ones that getting a Grammy for their craft that they're known for? Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And they don't show up.
Yeah, they don't have to show up because they're already
known.
They're
megastars.
They're megastars.
No. You send your representatives.
Rodol, they have arrived.
But on a
you
local
made
a, level.
You made an astounding
okay,
point.
Okay,
I
you know what?
That.
You know what?
Hey, I love
you know
what
you
said. You're
here?
Right.
But on a local level.
But you know what? You know what? You guys, I have to say this to you.
Being a question mark, a mystery, but an icon is such a wonderful trip
because you are a king. You can walk among the people, understand them, go home, and you're not bothered with all that other minutia.
Let me ask you this, though.
Two minutes.
So on a local level, you have an opportunity for some media press. Would you turn it down noting that millions of people in your city could be fighting for that same opportunity?
Biggles, I'm with
let
you.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Grammy Award winner Daft Punk. Have you ever seen their face?
No, but that could
no.
be anybody.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
Do you know if those guys that was on stage was the actual Daft Punk?
And Rodol, you know, and honestly, I knew you were going to go there.
But see, guess what? Been there, done that, trying to tell the truth about it. Hey, I'm at home. Okay, I'm trying to explain. Once you go through all of that, you know, I hear the youth, I hear the middle age, I hear that those approaching 50, and then I'm 60s. In my 60s. So I see the difference in the change in the minds. And
you know
so
what,
I
man?
Go, okay.
Some days I like you. Today I
don't. I want you to.
I like
want you to get along.
I like
I enjoy.
Hey, but I love all of y'all. See? I love all of y'all. Because
I like
guess
you.
What?
I love you too.
You're
Robert.
All good people.
I love you. I love you,
passion.
Man. All this mushy, mushy stuff going on the air. Hey, we love you, man. Okay.
So now we did the kumbaya.
All right, guys.
Well, if you was here.
Oh, the kumbaya are down.
Y'all ain't right.
Y'all just ain't right. But I love all of y'all. You know what? That's what makes a good discussion. See, I agree with all of you. None of you have been wrong. The passion is in everybody's voice. And, hey, that's what it's supposed to be because you're trying to do in this industry. Everybody has their different motives. Everybody has their different understanding. But everybody stands on a good platform. And that's all that it takes.
Rob, you haven't been wrong either.
My motive is to help impact this industry with superstars that's coming up tomorrow. Y'all
hear that.
www.hiphopnational.com. All right. Good night, everybody. Raw Dog, Dr. AT, do your thing.
Thank you for the opportunity, guys. You guys have a good night.
Take care. God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Dr. AT. What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight? Give him praise. Come on, don't be shocked. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no good with the dance like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, but don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Snatch it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy from hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me, and that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out, go ahead, I get a little praise, pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing, he's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise, pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Omega the creator,
yeah.
The final way maker on top and ungreater.
Right.
So the Satan is a lying full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants but can't stop God's favor.
See,
God can make it possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do?
Yeah.
Working in the hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose a sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Next on deck, Angel.
play your music.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen, wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want thou. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mom she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. To my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. Your cute flawless in the course outstanding. To the point I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point when she leaves, she turning back my way. Then she like, yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. Baby girl, you stay on my mind and you my high soul.
Get me higher.
You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice strong, but I ain't gonna let you know. Shawty tripping, she wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't tryna rush things, you know, with that relation thing. But anyway, Don't let this slow us down. We ain't gotta be JR, okay, just to run the town. I bought the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well. With the guala guadas that'll run through the town. You ain't gotta sun too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laid tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound. But she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you sit on my mind.
And the cutest at my next shows. I ain't trippin', I think I found a different flow. That is keep a tight straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow. So when I meet a winner, it's just money to blow. For fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the guanas out, gotta bring the pippin' out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa and her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl, that's why I want you to be my world. The business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, so drive a nickel and dime, so when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Baby, boy, you sit on my mind.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire, way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky, trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. No man.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, trapped in this. Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament.
But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world.
Bloodshed, no more gunslinging. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK. Just step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretches. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fists in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a life, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First thing first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Change the world. LaRue and Palmerie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change.
Come
the
on,
world.
It starts with you and me, we can
change.
Come
the world.
On, LaRue and Palmerie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change.
It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many young is getting pie, I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police surround us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the race, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's not promised, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. When a fat in your wallet, then go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but the exec get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Jawan, LaRue, Palmerie, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
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 Next on deck, I'm a rider.
Next on deck, amazing.
Thank you.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just want to let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless.